Hello and welcome to Roommating Habits, an auditory guide to sharing spaces. I'm your landlord, Patrick Collins, and hey, the rent is due, guys.
I'm top bunk, Matt Cremasco.
And I'm your bottom bunk and still corona-free, Dave Barr.
Knock on it all.
I knocked on it pretty hard, guys. I knocked on it pretty hard.
Good stuff. We're all free. We're all healthy. We're all clear. I'm actually feeling better. I think this time recording last week, I felt a little bit... I had a little bit of a, I think I was calling it the kid coronavirus, where there's just that perpetual sickness always coming in every 3 to 4 weeks of a cold coming into the house. So I have a kid in kindergarten, a kid in daycare. So naturally you just pick up all those fun little germs that their sticky little fingers are all over. And, I think I was just shaking some of that. And of course, with the ramping up of all this corona stuff, I was thinking maybe me could be. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually feeling better.
It's now. It's the neurotic times we live in. Like, I've even going out and about in public, like I'll go to pick up a couple groceries and I'll feel a cough coming on and I'll try like super hard to hold it back because I don't want to be like the stand of like, oh God, he coughed.
Yeah.
Oh God. Right near the cucumber stand. Why would you do that?
And that's just it though. Like it's because you know you shouldn't that you feel this compulsion to be like, oh fuck, I gotta clear my throat. Oh God!
You just run out of the store. Just run out! Oh my God!
Just give a quick little.
I'm so sorry,
oh my God,
everyone.
I'm so embarrassed. I'll leave. I'm sorry. Leave your grocery cart and your kid there, and just run out.
Maybe it's just me, but I feel like I haven't gone out much. I haven't gone out in a week, like out for walks or whatever. But like out in public, it's been a week. I've been able to hole up here. I got to go get groceries tomorrow, but like people's heads are down and like they are just avoiding. Mm-hmm. And there is no like friendly like smile or nod as you pass by somebody. Like it's when you get to like I had to go to the pharmacy about a week and a half ago to get some ear infection meds for one of my kids, and it was like the briefest transaction. You stand like 5 feet behind the counter at the pharmacy, like lean over and reach, and it's just like is everyone just not somber, but like people are aware and they're taking the precautions they're supposed to take, but people are just like, get in, do your business and get out and don't look at me. Don't come near me. Like,
yeah,
you can tell like, it's noticeable in the air, the way people are acting.
Certainly we're being programmed for it right now. We're getting everyone from, you know, the news sources, social media, of course, our deities and all the celebrities that we worship. They're telling us to stay home, stay away from people, fear each other. It's this fear culture that's being created. And, you know, perhaps rightfully so with how gnarly this thing is right now and how it's spreading. And yes, we can certainly curve the, or what is it called? Bend the curve or quell the curve or stop the curve.
Stomp the curve. The curve or,
stomp the yard. stomp the yard too. The squeakle. But we just need to do that. Stay home. Stay away from each other. Just go out for the necessities. And get on back and seclude yourself. But that doesn't mean we can't still have fun, guys. Although, that being said, though, I do have to concur with you, Dave. I'm feeling pretty salty myself. Like, I'm just noticing that, like I'm mm-hmm. I'm personally up at the in-laws cottage right now. We said if we're going to quarantine anywhere, let's go somewhere far away from people in general and somewhere where we can, you know, spend some time outside, have a little bit of that fun still, and where we don't have to be secluded with the kids for, you know, days on end kind of thing. So we're very, very fortunate in that regards. But even up here, I'm finding myself to, you know who I remind myself of is in Back to the Future 2, ooh, when you get to meet Rich Biff. I just feel like that kind of asshole sometimes where like my 6-year-old and I are just like button heads. He's just constantly trying to just do little things like pinching me every time he goes by or punching me or trying to Charlie horse because he saw his older cousins doing it to my grandpa. So all of a sudden he thinks that I'm okay to hit. And I'll say it. I'm a bit of a delicate flower. You know, I don't like getting punched.
Baby back. A little baby back.
A little bit.
You're fucking 3-ply, bud. You're 3-ply, bud. Is that what you say? What's it say?
You're 3-ply, bud.
Fucking 10-ply, bud.
I just don't see. I've never seen the enjoyment in receiving a hit or getting a punch or having a bruise that makes my bathing suit season just look like a trashy, stupid pirate who just can't keep his mouth shut and get punched all the time. And no, thank you. So anyway, like there's times, but like back to old Biff where, you know, I'll walk out of the room and point at my son and be like, I'll be back up here in an hour, so you better not be. And then just run off with my Great Sports Almanac and make sporting bets that I have no idea about. But.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What sports are you betting on?
I think there's like Haitian soccer. And
ooh.
Russia was going for a while. They might still be going. Australia just shut down their soccer league a few days ago. And rugby, they were going. And I'm not even sure, but Aussie Rules was on TSN at like 5 or 6 in the morning. Aussie Rules football with an empty stadium about a week ago. It might be on hold now too.
Now, Matt, yeah. Aussie Rules football, would you really know for sure without doing too much like in-depth research and picking up your phone and actually seeing and and checking? Would you know if that was a live game or not?
Well, I'll tell you why. I've seen it on TSN before. No, but listen, I've seen it on TSN before, and they have fans. Like they get crazy fans in Australia, right? And the stadium was empty. So okay. I feel like it was a live game. This was about a week ago on like a random, like my son woke up even earlier than normal, like morning, and it was like the tail end of the game at like 6 a.m.
Right. Okay. Anyway, okay.
Well, we're back to the point. Yeah, Australia was running like everything until a few days ago, rugby, soccer, et cetera. And there's like, I think there's like some South American soccer league still going. And maybe, I think all of Europe is on hold. Russia was still going at one point, but I think that they've shut down as well. And maybe like Romania or Bulgaria or something random like that. But so if you go to the sports betting app, there's like some ping pong and volleyball and horse racing. Like that's what there is right now.
What a trio. So with you guys being home so much now, I know you're both happily married with the kids and all that, but this has got to be the most time that you've spent with your spouses consecutively in quite a while. Are they sick of you yet?
Yeah, probably.
Are they getting there?
Well, Dave, I'll put it like this. I grew up, I call myself a bit of an indoor cat, aside from playing quite a bit of road hockey and, you know, doing some outdoors things, but by no means am I any kind of woodsman or outdoorsman whatsoever. On the last week, this past weekend, I bought mm-hmm. a fishing license so I could go hang out on the ice more, just to give my wife and my kids that little bit of break from the apparent chore that is myself. So I'm a fisherman now, guys. I'm feeling a lot more rugged.
Have you caught anything?
Yes, I caught a lake trout.
Wow.
And nice. It was, as they say, in the slot, which means apparently you're allowed to keep this fish.
Yes.
And then I ate it.
Oh, nice.
Raw, right out of the lake,
you're
I hope.
Apparently supposed to cook them first, but I was no. I was on a high still. I just bought my license.
Did you get the hook out yourself?
No, God, no.
Father-in-law, God's running back up to the cottage holding the fish way out. Oh, it smells, it's slippery.
He's swinging it on the pole.
It's not that far off. I didn't want it to get away, and I didn't want it to die being out of the water, so I kept dangling it in the water. And then I texted a picture, and I says, is this big enough? Is this in the slot? And he comes walking out, and I'm like, oh, hang on, little buddy. I want to kill you soon if we are going to eat you. But at the same time, I want to throw you back and have a chance with you if you're going to. So I'm a fisherman now.
I just thought you'd leave it there.
That's a good lead-in because it's got me thinking, like, what things to do to, you know, like, new skills to learn while we're all being quarantined. There you go, Pat. You've become a fisherman. A fishing connoisseur.
I have touched a fish since that first one. I'm feeling much more big and strong. My beard is getting thicker. My flannel is getting more crisp. My axe swinging skills are fucking off the chain. So, I think I'm ready to live off the land.
Regular Bear Grylls over here.
Yeah, but I've been drinking my own pee for a long time though, so I got that on hand.
Has the most nutrients in it, does it not?
Gross.
Like, so to answer your question, Dave, like I got two kids, 4 and just a bit under 1, and like it feels like it's not really any different, honestly. Like, I get no more free time than I did before. I'm still working, my day job, although it's a little slower and I can only get online about half the day, but
lucky.
Well, I know. I'm not complaining by any means, right? I'm just saying, like, so for me, nothing's really that different, other than it's like anxiety when I know I have to go to the grocery store. Like,
yeah,
it builds
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have any extra time to do any of that stuff. Like, we have this list of stuff around the house, and it's like, hey, we could tackle this to-do list. Like, not really.
No, nope.
Like, these two kids are four. Like, nothing. It's even more time with them because there's no daycare, there's no whatever, right? So nothing has changed. And I see all these people, like younger single people, who are like, I'm gonna catch up on all my Netflix home workouts, blah 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 blah, and it's like, oh, I feel like I could use a few minutes to myself.
Well, I've been
can't get it.
I haven't learned
can't get it in a pandemic. Sorry, I can't get it in a friggin' pandemic. Like, when am I gonna get
time? Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
When's it Matt's turn?
Damn it. I've earned this.
Well, I haven't learned I haven't really taken up any new skills myself, but I have been getting super into this new gym. Nothing related to roommates or anything like that, but it is called Tiger King. Oh, tell me you guys have seen the Tiger King.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my to-do
list. You haven't watched it yet.
What did I just say to you? I get like an hour at night before I have to go to bed.
That's an episode worth of Tiger King, at least. Maybe an episode and a half.
I'm trying to get through Narcos, to be honest with you. I started Narcos, so I want to get through that. But Tiger King, yes, definitely on the list.
It's all everyone's talking about it, so I won't get too in-depth, but it's just as wild as described.
I've seen the memes.
By far.
I've seen the memes.
Yeah.
It is not.
Okay. I'll watch it. I'm going to try and watch a bunch of it before the next recording.
I'm picturing Pat coming out of this coronavirus thing with the same haircut as the main character. that's how Pat's coming out.
Well, that's another thing as well. Like, it's a lot of people are going to be looking pretty shaggy pretty soon. So I think it's going to be a great time for internet picture sharing, because you're going to see a lot of home haircuts coming out real soon. And boy, there's nothing funnier than a good home haircut.
With the wrong equipment too, right? Like, when we tried to shave my head in the high school gym locker room in grade 12 with the wrong razor, and the teacher walked in halfway through and was like, get out of there now. Gym class has started and I have half a shaved head.
It's gonna be amazing watching the progression. Like, you look at like 2017, 2018, 2019 haircuts, and then people like in 2040 will be looking back at 2020 and they'll be like, "What the fuck happened to everyone? Did everyone just give? Everyone just gave up?"
Essentially,
I got in the day before they all shut down in town. Like, all the bar, like my guy was one of the last ones to shut down, and he was saying how he was getting pressure. This was a couple weeks ago. And I got in and I was like, I'm going to bring my kids. So I called him the next morning. I was like, can we fit in today? Like, can you do my kid? He's like, I got to close. I got too much pressure. So I got in the day before the shutdown. Thank God, because I was already a mess. I couldn't imagine going another 6 or 7 weeks or whatever it's going to be without one.
Have you guys heard any wild stories about the coronavirus spreading and all that jazz? I have one for you. It's secondhand knowledge from my boss, but apparently he was looking, I was reading some news article. Don't have the actual reference to the news article itself, but he was saying that in some very religious country, a deity was, these people go up and one of their things is they go up and everybody like touches and kisses this wall. Oh, and it's part of their daily like prayer ritual. And the head deity or whatever you want to call him said, people were stopping doing that because of the coronavirus. He said, don't worry, like I'll kiss and do whatever to this wall, take all the disease on myself, and you people can continue to do what you do and nothing will happen. No one will get it. I'll take all the disease, nothing will happen. So apparently he kissed and licked like this entire wall, and apparently the body count is a getting up there. Big times. So many people got sick.
Science always wins.
And I'm not, this is no, by no means a bash on religion or anything like that, but I just think that, I don't know, that's not really how it works, unfortunately. So,
well, I guess,
you know, that's the wildest story I've heard yet, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I mean, now he knows. So it's,
well, I think he might have died too. Oh, I think he was one of the ones that passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, that, I don't know. And so that, yeah, these numbers are all, we don't have to get into it. There's no way all the numbers we're reading are even close to being accurate either, but what are you going to do?
No.
That's just it, right? Like, we all hail the all-powerful media and internet, but really it's it could be just as skewed or just as falsified. Like, we're all still in our own little bubble, so to speak, because you don't really know. So it's crazy out there.
I mean, like, when they closed the schools for 2 weeks, like, I get it. I understand it was moving so fast that they were just making calls and, like, and no one wanted to get way too far ahead to be like, shut down everything for a year, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen. It's perfectly understandable that you're closing things for a few weeks at a time and then reevaluating. I think that's a sensible way to do it. But, like, did anyone really think that 2 weeks of, like, schools being closed was going to, what's going to be different in 2 weeks? Like, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when you see things like, and they got to be jokes, but I keep seeing these Facebook pop-ups for join the march on coronavirus, to march to end it, or march for a cure. Like, oh, this, God. Shit, this is not the same game, like, the same game that the human race has been playing for these past X amount of thousands of years that we've been around and doing this kind of shit and progressed to such a point now where progress of any kind is really at a standstill, aside from, you know, the soldiers, I'll call them, who are rapidly trying to develop a vaccine or a cure for this thing. But it's it's not gonna futz out there, bud.
On a more positive note, it's a great time to buy a house, apparently. If you're in the house market, get to jumping.
Well, except you can't do any, I think they've closed down all open houses.
They're
very, very, just recently. There's some kind of process now on how you can actually show the house. I mean, like, videographers are probably making a killing. It's like, there's no human interaction anymore. You can't, like, go in and, or you have a much more limited opportunities to go in and see these houses and see these things in person because you have to do it remotely now.
And then the home inspection and the mortgage paperwork and everything, all that stuff, right? Like, it's all impacted. I want to jump back. I thought of something, Dave, that I read. I wanted to share. So something I came across the other day, to the crazy stories you were talking about. I read, so I mentioned a few, maybe last episode or the one before that, about that, these Champions League matches that were still going on, right? So Atalanta in Italy was playing Valencia from Spain, right, in the Champions League. And I brought the article up here because I want, well, a little dumb article about it because I wanted to see, but there was an article in, I don't know, one of these papers out of Rome that they called it Game Zero. The spread of the virus is linked to this match. And basically, it was the biggest game, they're saying, in Atalanta's history, because they're not a big time club and they're into the second round of the Champions League. They figured a third of Bergamo's population made the trip to Milan, to San Siro Stadium, for the game against Valencia. So that Bergamo, I think, in Italy is where, like, it really broke out, like, that province. And now they're saying that that game is one of the biggest reasons why Bergamo became the epicenter of the virus in Italy. Basically, like, half the players in that game got it. Like, they would spread through the stadium at that game. Like, and then people traveled back up to wherever they came from to watch the game, all through Bergamo, the province of Bergamo, back to Valencia in Spain. And so it became like that game was, they're saying, they call it Game Zero or whatever. So that's the craziest thing I read, which is.
Did they win the game?
I think they won.
Those Bergamonians, is that correct? Bergamonians? Well,
it was Atalanta was the team playing, right? But
Okay.
I'm gonna see.
Hey, at least
I'm gonna check.
At least they won.
Hold on, let me make sure that they did 4-3 and they advanced on aggregate. There you go.
Heyo, and they shut down the world. Oh, congratulations.
But yeah, that's yeah. But yeah, scary. Of the movie. Scary in Italy. All my relatives I've talked to, no one's impacted. Anybody I'm related to, that video of the all the doctors from Cuba getting off the plane. Did you see that? Cuba flew a plane load of doctors to Italy. Like, doctors in Italy are dying, like, fast. Like, and Spain's gonna be worse. Spain is worse. Wild.
God.
Anyway, that story, not to be like super sad, but that story is the one that I read that was like, whoa, that's crazy.
What about you, Patty? What are some wild and crazy facts here?
I got a crazy story too.
Yeah.
Now, And not to, again, say, you know, who called it, but and maybe this is the opposite direction, but and New York City sounds like it's getting it's doing not so great over there. So hopefully anybody listening there is doing okay. And especially I hope you're doing okay after this headline, a bit of news that grabbed my attention. So the headline reads, NYC declares war on rim jobs in graphic health department memo. As if it wasn't enough to shut everything down and lock people in the rooms, lock yourselves up with your significant other and say, hey, you know what? This is a good time for us to do a little bit of experimentation in the old bedroom, eh? What do you say, honey? And next thing you know, they're both holed up with the corona because of a sneaky little rim job.
Oh, boy.
So,
is there any science? Yeah.
Pat, are you actually reading an article or are you just talking? No, Dave, glad you asked. I am actually reading an article. NYC's Department of Health is bending over backwards to warn the public about a whole new threat, rim jobs. The city's health agency issued graphic guidelines for safe sex practices during the coronavirus pandemic. While many were quick to take jabs at the agency for labeling masturbation safer than sex with a partner, most missed the backdoor rim shot. Yes, the city specifically called out rimming, or using the tongue on the anal rim of another person for sexual pleasure, as particularly dangerous in a jaw-dropping section of the public safety alert. And I quote, rimming, mouth on anus, might spread COVID-19. Virus in feces may enter your mouth, the city warned, the section titled, Take Care During Sex. Whew, there's a lot more to it, for sure. I particularly like this one quote. It just has one person. It doesn't actually say who it's from. Actually, there's two here. The NYC Health Department has a document about sex and coronavirus that includes a statement about rimming, one person wrote. Stay at least 6 feet from other people and be sure not to lick anyone's anus. Another great quote. Day 13 of quarantine. My parents read the NYC coronavirus sex guidelines and are now discussing rimming at the dinner table. Need evacuation ASAP. Yeah, that wasn't exactly inspired. Well, hey, you know what? When you're this bored, what else are you going to talk about? When anal licking gets into the newspaper, then, you know, it might be kind of an awkward one to bring up initially. Like, do you guys read the paper today?
Sound like your article came straight out of the Onion News.
This is from New York Post.
Oh, God.
Very reputable, I'm sure.
Oh, God. They're running out of stories quick over there, eh?
Oh, apparently. Just, yeah.
Now, is this like a legally enforced thing? Like, are cops breaking up rim parties? Or what's going on over here?
If they're, I'm sure, well promoted, I would imagine that some sort of health agency would be remiss not to go in and at least knock on the door and say, guys, come on, please, don't do it. I know you like I know you young kids like your green eggs and ass. Do you like green eggs and ass? No, I don't like green eggs and ass. Can I eat it over there? Ordinarily, I wouldn't care. But please don't eat ass in quarantine. Poo in mouth spreads COVID-19. So please do take this all to heart and don't put the mouth where one can fart.
Nice.
Put it on a poster.
Invisible Patty with another classic.
Dr. Poos. That was stupid. I'm sorry, guys.
You had it. What? You had it until the Dr. Poos part.
Fuck.
Can we edit that out? How do we?
Oh, we'll fix it in post. We'll fix it in post.
I'm looking straight into the green room right now, talking to the editor and being like, please, please just cut Pat's mic.
Yeah, hey, Tyler. Just cut it. Tyler, our producer's name is Tyler. He's behind the glass wall right now. Tyler, can we edit that out in post? He's nodding at me in agreement. Oh, shit. Someone just stood up from underneath his table. I think he was getting a rim job, too. Tyler.
Tyler, no more than four people in the studio. You know the rules. You know the rules, Tyler.
Yeah.
You sick dog.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm trying to find as many... I guess it's not supposed to be a fun fact, but there's... I'm just reading all the regular symptoms that everybody knows about. Everybody knows how it to get, how it's... getting spread and what's going on. But it's just, I don't know. I was thinking about it this morning. I miss the simplicity of wanting to get up and maybe, you know, go out and get breakfast instead of sit at home and eat breakfast. Yeah. Just small things like that. I'm starting to miss those kind of events.
Do you know what I likened it to recently in my mind anyways? It was like, you know, when like you have the flu and like you can't hold down like liquids and stuff. And like you're parched and like you're dehydrated and you just want to like, for me, it's like, I just want to chug a big glass of water. And I am not going to take it for granted when I get rid of this flu that I can just go drink, you know, whatever I want really. Right now, just why, you know what I mean? Like you can just go chug a drink and not throw it right back up because your body's just rejecting it. That's how I feel, right? It's like, I just want to go like, just go do something.
I mean,
and I like being at home. Like, I like being at home. I do. Like, I'm a homebody. Like Pat, you mentioned too, like I don't mind being at home, but like, God damn, like I want to go do something. Like hockey got canceled. Like we're hearing like the arenas are going to be closed through the end of April now where we are. Like we got our pickup sports in the summer starting up or like whatever it is. Like nothing. Like, ugh.
Dead.
Yeah.
I've literally been watching the Toronto Raptors championship run all fucking week. Pretending like I don't know what happened as I wear my We the North t-shirt.
I will say though, the one positive is I think this makes our hometown Guelph Storm back-to-back OHL champions by a deep
Booyah. Player, right?
So shout out that.
Shout out Guelph Storm.
And that whole league canceled. Yeah, they canceled their whole season. It's whole CHL. It's whole season done. I mean, I just don't understand how they're going to have an NHL season or NBA. Like either are. I don't understand how they're going to do it. They're talking about even if they have to go into like July and August but the NHL said they don't want to impact next year at all, right? No matter what they do, they don't want to impact next year at all. I mean, how do you play the Stanley Cup through the end of August and then start training camp a week later for the following season? I don't know. I don't think you're going to be able to.
Well, and you're going to be playing in empty stadiums. Now, but yeah.
I think. I don't know.
That too. Yeah. Well, people are going to be so hesitant to actually get back into large, like you're like 6 to 8 inches from the person sitting right next to you in a lot of these stadium seating when you're plopping yourself down and you are not, there is not a little plexiglass barrier between you and the, you know, someone you just completely do not know in the next seat there. So I think it's going to take a lot of trust. I think there's going to have to be some sort of concrete vaccine that comes out first that you can almost show people, like people wear like an armband to say like, yes, I got the vaccine or yes, I've got this, for people to like, actually you need that visual trust because otherwise, how do you know?
Now, I know we haven't talked about this at all in our pre-prep meetings, but just off the top of my head, what are some fun ideas, games, activities, anything you can do at home with your roommate, family members, significant other, whoever, to pass the time during this coronavirus? You guys have any wild and wacky ideas of things you can do?
Besides not kill each other?
That's a good start. Yeah, that's a good start.
Learn to communicate? What?
Yeah, I mean, there's really only so much like Netflix, right?
Yeah, so you got to get creative. Hide and go seek with the kids. You tell them to go hide and then you just let them hide for a while. That only kills about half an hour of your day there.
If kids are young enough, they don't even understand, right? Like,
yeah,
don't. And they're honestly they're a good, not a time killer. It's a terrible way to say it, but like I said, I've barely even noticed because my life hasn't really changed, right?
They're a good distraction.
But yeah, that's a better way. That's a better way to say it than time killer. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, time killer. Carrasco. as he sits in his basement.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think now is the time. Like, the problem is to even say, like, now is the time to pick up that hobby or like that craft you wanted to do. It means going to the store and finding something that's open that sells what you need and going out to get it. Like, do you even want to go do that? Right? Like, that's a problem with it too. Like, recently in the episode, we mentioned how one of our friends and I, who lives down the street from me, we were joking about grabbing some lumber from the construction site and building a shelves in our garage. But like to go out to the Home Depot or whatever and buy that stuff, like, do I even want to go bother doing that right now and go put my, like, is it worth it? Right. To me, I'm trying to avoid like the unnecessary. Is that really necessary right now to go to Home Depot and buy everything I need? And like, interact with the cashier and interact with the salesperson and bring it all home. And
yeah,
so it's like doing, not to be a Debbie Downer, but like even to pick up a craft or pick up something that you'd have to go out and buy, and like it's tough to even go do that because
yeah. Guys, sorry to interrupt you, but somebody just walked into the studio here. It's our good friend of the show, Extreme Patrick. How you doing, buddy?
Fuck, dude, it's gnarly out there.
Did you get it? Do you have the virus, Extreme Patrick?
What virus? I've been on a health retreat the last fucking 6 weeks since the last on the episode. Just kickflip right out of that studio session all the way into this retreat, and then I come back. Kickflip all the way down Yonge Street in Toronto, and there's nobody down there.
Were you hanging out with Leto for the last few weeks, or where were you?
Yeah, JJ, he was teaching me how to tread Nars with my chakras.
You call him JJ?
Yeah, I don't really know why. It just stuck.
Extreme Patrick, what are you going to do when you can't buy new vape pens when those stores close?
Well, fortunately enough, I got a good supply of Mountain Dew Code Red. So when I get, you know, the vape ape on my back looking for that Jones and for, you know, spitting some fat clouds, all I got to do is just crush one or two of those and I'm feeling good for a bit, bro.
So what are you doing to pass the time, Extreme Patrick, now that you can't be out with the people?
Well, Dave, glad you asked. Why'd you go retape my deck, bro? My skateboard deck. And the skate shop was closed.
Uh-oh.
I stood there, bro, and I said, bro, it's closed. And then I walked into the studio here, dude. That's really about it. That's all I've done so far.
And that's where it came from. Well, buddy, it was super nice catching up with you. I hope you stay safe out there.
All right. Catch you later. Kickflip. Ah, fuck.
Oh, man. Oh, we should not have let that guy in the studio. That guy is...
Man,
he's too extreme.
I just had to go wash my hands and take a quick break there. Thanks for letting me step out there, guys. Did I miss anything?
No, not too much. Not too much. Right, friend of the show showed up, but yeah.
Who?
I don't think you'd like him. I don't think you'd like him.
Was it Pokeroo?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if you two. I don't know if you two would get along.
Me and Pokeroo? No, I fucking hate that dick.
Was that Polka Dot Door? Was that Pokeroo?
It was. It was Polka Dot Door.
Oh God.
Fuck! I just realized that this like boredom is creeping into our podcast. Like this kind of stir craziness is like affecting me mentally right now.
It is.
You don't process rational thoughts very quickly.
Because even finding relevant news stories talking about what we're trying to discuss, our forum here is like next to impossible. Everything is about the coronavirus.
It's all our game. It's all we've ever really been talking about. So
you know what's crazy to me, off topic but on topic, we started about like, oh, there's only so much Netflix you can watch or blah 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 blah, like. Everything's shut down. Think about, like, I read somewhere it's like, guess we're going to be seeing the same commercials for a while, or the same, like, there won't be any, like, these TV shows are all on hold from filming. Like,
yeah.
You're going to see the repercussions from this. Forget the economy. That's different. Well, that's, but you're going to see the repercussions from this for a long time in a lot of different ways, right? Like, think about that. Like, think about no TV shows. Like, if you like reality TV or whatever, like, none of that's filming.
Hey, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy both film like 3 episodes a day, so we at least have some content coming our way.
Oh, I hope this doesn't take Trebek. My God.
Oh, that national treasure. If this is how it happens, that's a travesty.
Don't you dare.
Complete travesty.
Speaking of which, I found a little thing here. Celebrities roommate. Well, it's not really a celebrity roommate segment, but celebrities who have caught coronavirus. First and foremost, I think the pioneers, like the ones who kind of really made it real, I think, to a lot of people to be like, oh shit, like anybody can get this. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, of course, topping off the list there. They were the ones where I think it was really like, whoa. Another one just recently, I think in the last 48 hours of the recording of this, Prince Charles.
Yep.
Wow, really?
71 years old, man.
Uh-oh.
Could you imagine, and this is morbid, you know, I'm a monarchist, you know, God save the queen and all that. Like, I'd feel so bad for this guy to wait 71 years to be king.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not even going to finish that because it's such like a disappointing
We know where you're going with it. We know where you're going with it.
That's like such a Hollywood thing to happen, though, to like a guy who's waiting to be king. Yeah. Like a plague hits him and he just, it doesn't happen. It sounds very like old school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And
there was some video of his kid joking about it like a couple weeks ago. The one who's going to be king next, the older brother. I don't know the names. Harry and William. But everyone, the older one.
William.
And he was making he was talking to, I don't know who he was talking to, but it was like some sort of doctor or something. And they were sort of joking about, oh, yeah, everyone thinks they have the coronavirus. But this is like 2 or 3 weeks ago when we were all joking about it, right? And now the UK is in like the lockdown, right? So
he was probably talking to Dr. Rudy Gobert about it.
Yeah. Thanks, Rudy.
Thanks, Rudy.
Okay, Pat. Yeah, I saw that one. Who else?
Yeah, that was a big one. Andy Cohen, I believe, of the Cohen brothers.
Oh, yeah? No. Is that the one from the Housewives shows?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's look him up.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I don't know who he is.
Yes. Yep. He's from all the Housewives. He does all that reality TV. The guy's like, he's like low. He hosts all the reality TV shows on like the Slice channel or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. He's a host.
But he makes it. I think he created them. Like he makes a killing off them. He's like Dr. Phil, like to MTV, you know? He's like that for Slice.
Yeah.
Like he makes a killing off these things.
Another one is Idris Elba.
Oh, I saw that one.
Actor. Oh,
yeah. He's, I think he was like 2 or 3, like right after Tom Hanks kind of thing, but.
So I heard a fascinating story, not true, not sure if it's true or
not, with this.
But Idris Elba said he was at a party with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife, and he is about 95% sure that he caught it from Trudeau's wife. That's what he said.
That's just it, right? Like we start to get in the blame game. Like, as you mentioned that, Dave, that'd be a fun little, not fun, but like, that's immediately what I think I would start doing if I tested positive. Like, who the fuck would have given it to me?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing that phone call between Trudeau and Elba being like, that was not very nice what you said about my wife. We do not talk like that in Canada.
Idris.
Inders. Mr. Inders Elba.
Yeah.
There's more. There's got to be. I know there's some athletes. I mean, let's leave Europe out of it because like half the soccer players in Europe, I think, have it at this point. But
former bachelor Colton Underwood.
Oh, I've heard the name.
Floyd Cardoz.
Kevin Durant has it.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think half the NBA has it too, right? Like,
yeah.
They said I recited it. So there's two Ottawa Senator players unnamed and one Colorado Avalanche player unnamed who apparently has already recovered.
Ooh, okay. I like how they're not releasing names anymore. Interesting.
I mean, it is a private thing. Like,
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, Debbie Mazar, Entourage fan favorite.
Ooh, Debbie Mazar. What character was she?
She was
again?
The publicist in Entourage to DeVinny.
Oh, yeah. She was on a lot of the early episodes, right?
Yeah. Oh, Christopher Hivju. And he's the Tormund Bearfucker. From
from Game of Thrones.
Yep. Jackson Brown. He's a singer songwriter. Daniel Day Kim. He's from Lost. He's got it. Sophie Grégoire Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
Rand Paul. I think I heard that one too. Senator Rand Paul. Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Yep. Again, some of the first ones to contract. And Kevin Durant was in there as well. And that about rounds out the list for celebrity roommates, the ones who have COVID.
There was a master chef from, I think he's originally from India, and then he was in the UK, but he lived in New York as well. And he was like a big time master chef, like from the TV shows, blah, blah, blah. And he died from it. 59 years old.
No, really?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, this is a big deal. Like I know we were trying to just put a light spin on it and have some fun with it and hopefully just share a little bit of a couple of giggles here and there wherever we can. But please do take this seriously, ladies and gentlemen. We mean no offense from our pokes and jabs and everything there. We're just trying to have some fun and bring a little bit of brightness into this darkening, ever darkening world right now. So again, take that extra couple of days, stay home, order what you can, check in on loved ones frequently, and just let's ride this thing out together, people.
Now, if you have any good roommate stories or anything that's coming up over this this time when everyone's being confined to their houses, get at us.
Yeah,
get at us. How are they getting at us?
They can get at us by email, roommatinghabits@gmail.com. Of course, we have Twitter @roommatinghabits, only one M on that one, or @roommatinghabits with two M's on Instagram. You can check us out there. Instagram's getting a lot of love right now too, because we're putting up funny memes. That's what people like, is the funny memes. Again, huge, huge thank you to Marshall Dane for the use of our theme song, Come Back, off the album Running Stop Signs. Thank you so much to him. You can find a download link to that song in our show notes. Again, everybody, just ride this out together. Stay positive. Have fun. Start a podcast. We'll teach you how.
Yeah,
if we can do it, it's not that hard. Anyways, Dave, take us home. What do you got for us, Dave? Make us laugh.
All right, boys. I'll do another two this week just because we need a little light, love, and laughter in our lives right now. So I'm going to go. Here's number one. I was just listening to the radio on my way into town. Apparently an actress just killed herself. Oh my, who? I can't remember. I think the name was Reese something. Witherspoon? No, it was with a knife.
Yes.
Got him.
And last, but certainly not least for the week. Guys, how do you make holy water?
I don't know, Dave.
You boil the hell out of it.
Guy, I love you. I love you, Dave.
I like to do those two a week now.
I said, I wish I could say they're getting better every week, but I feel like they're not.
You know what, Dave? You're getting better. You're getting better.
Thank you.
I'm Pat Collins.
I'm Matt Cremasco.
And I am David Barr. Stay safe out there, y'all.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Don't be afraid to come on back, but not like that.